There's a, it's a new game show. It's a new dating show in the UK. It is freaking people out. They are flipping out, and people are sharing this all over social media and like the comment section. I think like this is one of those few things that, do you know what it is to get ratioed on Twitter?
No.
So when you get ratioed on Twitter, that means, so you put out a tweet and you get more comments than retweets or likes. But the only reason people are commenting is not because they're going, screw you. It's because everybody has a reaction to it. They can't help but comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the concept, just so you understand. It's a, what they're freaking out about is the way contestants get eliminated from the competition. The show is called The Love Trap. Here's the concept. It's 12 women attempting to win the heart of an eligible bachelor named David. Very simple.
Hmm.
But of course, there's a twist. It's not a regular, you know, bachelor, bachelorette show. There's a twist. Only half the women are actually hoping that the guy will fall in love with them. The other six are already in long-term relationships and are only on the show for the money. And it's up to David to try to figure out who is real and who is the love trap, who is not there for, you know, for the right reasons. So at the end of each episode, David has to choose one of three women to eliminate. Who is the love trap is what he's trying to figure out. But this literally involves them standing on what first appears to be circular rugs. Okay. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But then let's check out this clip and I'll get your reaction. You'll see exactly what happens.
David, who do you think is a love trap?
He's thinking. They're all really pretty. We look at each girl.
Mm.
Beautiful women. Beautiful women.
Wow.
Yep, see? Told you.
The middle one. Her.
Sheree.
Well, is that crazy? Okay, she fell through the floor. That circle. And David is standing there with his mouth agape. His mouth is wide open. The other two girls are freaking out. She falls through the floor, literally opens up and swallows her.
That's brilliant. I love that.
But it's not like, you know, it's just like a little bit of a drop. It looked, you could see her. She's like frightened. You could see her body. I mean, it's, she literally falls through a floor that looks like she just got swallowed up by the earth.
And they don't know what's going to happen. He doesn't know. He just thinks she's going to walk off the stage.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that was the first episode. So everybody was shocked. Everyone was standing there with their mouths open. But here's the problem. Now that they know that you fall through the floor, the next time it happens, it's not going to be shocking.
See, Ellen has the game of games that kind of does that, where people fall through the floor, fall down something, and it gets, you know, gobbled up. But they still come back every weekend or every week and keep on doing it.
Right.
And the worst part is, I think, the second episode, because you know it's coming.
Yeah.
That's the bad thing. You're like, so I think it's worse that you know that the floor is going to drop out.
But that's the thing. Do we know? I mean, David obviously knows. These two women know. Are they allowed to tell the other women? Do you know what I mean? Like now, you know, now it's kind of like, it's almost like an assassin, a ninja has come in and like sliced you. You're like, whoa, I'm going to behave now. I don't want the ninja. Do you know what I mean? It seems pretty harsh.
I love that we're to that point now to where every dating show, you just got to kill somebody. I mean, it's just, you got to take it to the next level.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some pretty, I mean, that's gnarly. And it's people have to react to it. Everybody on Twitter had something to say about this because it was just so shocking because it just comes out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel bad for the poor girls, especially the one that got love trapped. And by the way, she was a love trap. She was in a long-term relationship and she was there just for the money. So he was right to choose her. But, you know, look, she got all dolled up. She had a pretty dress on, her hair, makeup, all that stuff. And then you fall.
She probably peed a little bit
into oblivion. Yeah, it's frightening the first time. I'm sure she did. Exactly. Maybe she even, you know, maybe she even pooped her pants. You don't know.
I want to see the camera after she falls through, what right. she falls in, what she says after she gets up.
Right.
So what the hell is that?
I'm surprised they would take a chance like that, because if she does anything, you know, falls in a weird way and gets scared, she can really injure herself. I mean, that's on Channel 4. That's a major channel in the UK. Like, they are really, I think they're really taking like too much of a risk there.
Yeah, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
But you must sign that stuff away. Like you and I have discussed before on The Bachelor. I mean, the stuff that you sign away on The Bachelor is crazy. There isn't a lawyer in the country. Like, if you ever want to be on The Bachelor or Bachelorette, and you see the contract, first of all, it's like 22 pages. If you showed it to a lawyer, there is not a lawyer in the country worth their salt that would allow you to sign this contract. They own you. They can put you, they can edit you in any way they want. They own your image. They own everything you say. They can use you any way, shape, or form. Any other offshoot of this Bachelor, Bachelorette thing, they own a piece of that too.